Talk about the first one.
Well, you know, the first 10 minutes of the game, we took a couple penalties. They capitalized on a couple goals. They got a couple bounces, then they got that third goal. And, you know, after that, I thought we kind of picked up our game a little bit, but we didn't make our chances count on their goaltender. And we got going in the third there, battled back, and we have a habit of giving up a bad goal there in the late last 2 minutes of the game. And I'm not sure how we left that check open, but we'll watch that in video and address that. But give our guys credit for battling back, tying up. And then, obviously, we haven't had a lot of success in the shootout this year, so it was a big 2 points for us, obviously, this time of the year.
Those kind of starts, though, I mean, especially down the stretch here against some of the teams, it's not going to cut it, is it?
Well, you know what? You have to take in the fact that we just came off an 11-day road trip, and there's not a lot of energy left in our guys. And, you know, whenever you come back off the road like that, usually your first game back is going to be a real tough one to get energized again. And, you know, we found a little bit of energy as the game went along, but it was just real tough to get that dressing room up. And we had to go in after the first period and light them up a little bit and just kind of talk about what we needed to achieve to get back in the game. And Medicine Hat came in here. They'd won a big game on Saturday night against Moose Jaw, so obviously they knew they were coming in here. They could play with us, and they put up a great fight.
Did Ruck hurt himself on the celebration of the goal?
Yes, he did. He's got an upper body injury, and right now it's day-to-day, so... he caught himself on the glass there, so we're not sure what the extent of the injury is, but he's got an upper body injury and he'll be out for a bit.
Yeah. Upper left shoulder?
I'm not sure. I haven't even seen it in there, but we'll see when we go in there and obviously let the doctors do their due diligence, but hopefully he'll be back here speedy.
Is that Derek, the kind of game? Sorry, go ahead.
Derek, you moved TJ back onto the wing and Samuelson back into the middle line.
No, I just put Foss back up with Sammy and Pelsey there just to generate a little bit more offense. We tried to move the lines around a little bit here, and I didn't like the combinations early in the game, so we went back to the original lines and just to see how that was. But obviously we'll have to make an adjustment now, and maybe it speeds up the return of Travis Juana, but we've got some guys that can step in the lineup with Sieben and Benson.
When you're pushing toward the playoffs, it's almost want to have some games like that.
Well, check out the kind of, you know what, it checks out your fight and your team and the will to win, and we started to will a little bit as the game got along, and, you know, we battled back to 3-3, and then we gave up another goal, and we battled back to 4-4, so, you know, the guys never quit, they stuck with it, and I thought Mark Pisick was outstanding in the last period and did a great job of keeping pucks alive, and Henrik Samuelsson made a couple great plays, so obviously at the end of the day, it's a big 2 points for us this time of year. You know, obviously they're pushing us from the bottom, and then obviously I think Moose Jaw might have won today, so it's a big win for us.
Talk about Tristan just coming in 10 minutes in a bad spot.